And let's see, do you have a special word for the horse on the left or on the right when you're plowing? Okay. And if it's just a short distance over there, to the place you're telling someone about, you say, oh, it's just a what?
Stone's throw.
Okay. And how about if it's a long distance? It's really
a long ways.
Okay. And something that's not difficult to find, you might say, well, you can find that what?
In a minute if you'll move so-and-so.
Okay, well, I mean, like,
you mean
if every store in town has it, you might say, you can find that what?
In any of the stores.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to think of a one-word thing. Or
anywhere.
Okay, yeah. And if he falls towards, with his face towards the ground, you say
he fell flat.
Okay, well, suppose he doesn't fall flat, but he just falls in that direction.
Fell yeah. Face first.
Okay, how about if he falls in that
backwards.
Direction? Okay. Or if, and would you have something like that for falling face first? Would you say either he fell, did he fall backwards or did he fall face first? Is that how you would say that?
Yeah, well, most of them will say he fell forward or backward.
Okay, which would you say?
Forward is when he falls face first. That's what I say.
You would say face first?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, and someone asks if there are any apples left, you might say no. What?
They're all gone.
Okay, and to say that there isn't even one.
There's no more left.
See, what I'm looking for really is something like not a one, nor a one.
Not a one. No, I don't want to say that.
What,
I just say
they're
all gone.
Okay, you never would say that. Okay. And you asked him if he'd done something wrong. He said no, what?
Wrong. I'd say tell the truth. You know you did it.
Okay. Well, supposing you're just narrating what he said.
You know you did it.
Well, suppose you're just telling what he said, that you're just repeating the conversation, you're saying, well, I asked him if he done something wrong, and he said what?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And then he said he was sorry to have broken your rake. You might say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
What are you doing?
Okay. Well, would you say, I didn't like it anyway, or what? Would you say something like that?
No. If he broke my rake, I'd probably be furious whether I liked it or not.
Well, that's not a good example of him, because I really
If he broke my rake, I'd just say, forget it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how would you use that expression, you know, in any case?
I mean, did it want any good?
No, like, I didn't like it anyway or anyhow or something like that. You never would use that for anything. Okay. And someone asked, did he give you any? You say, no, he didn't give me
any.
Okay. And you might say, what do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrows.
Okay. And to get the land ready to plow, you have to get rid of the trees and bushes.
You clear it.
Okay. And you might say we raised a big what of cotton or whatever.
Big cotton crop.
Okay. And you have a word for a second cutting of clover or wheat?
We have a second cutting of hay.
Okay.
The second crop.
Second crop.
The second crop ready to cut.
Okay. And what about different? I think I skipped something. A large collection of hay out in the field is a what? It's all piled up.